Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, good morning.
Good. Thank you for attending. I just wanted to let you know who was all at the meeting. I'm sure you know Dr. Susan Shaw.
Yes, I do.
Good morning, Francis.
Hello, hello.
Officer for SHA. And we also have Dr. Dean Preston Smith, obviously the Dean of Medicine, and myself. And we'd like to thank we'd like to thank you for attending this meeting. And this meeting is to inform you of a number of issues that have arisen regarding your recent engagement as it relates to COVID-19 response in Saskatchewan. I am in my role as provincial head. I'm going to inform you of a letter that will be sent, and the contents of a letter that will be sent to you immediately following the meeting, not only by email, but I'll do by registered mail as well. So we'll also have response from Dr. Susan Shaw and Dean Smith. So without any further ado, Francis, in my role as provincial head of the Department of Surgery, I'm notifying you that the College of Medicine has received information that you are engaging in activities designed to discourage and prevent children and adolescents from receiving COVID-19 vaccination, contrary to the recommendations and pandemic response efforts of Saskatchewan and Canadian public health authorities. In addition to questions regarding your media and social media activity relating to vaccination, it is of significant concern that you actively participated in recent demonstration at a Saskatoon high school, and that this demonstration was designed to persuade youth to decline vaccination. This information raises serious questions as to whether you are engaging in unprofessional conduct contrary to individual and public safety. In light of this information, an investigation by the College of Medicine will proceed under the Procedures Manual for Medical Faculty. I will be sending you a copy by email with the letter of the Procedures Manual to enclose that in a package. But due to the serious nature of these concerns, your academic responsibilities are temporarily and immediately suspended pending the outcome of the investigation. That also means that there will be no involvement clinically or academically with any learners, whether it be students or residents. This also includes suspension of your academic responsibilities as Quality Improvement and Patient Safety Director and Director of Surgical Humanities. You are entitled to an appeal to the Academic Clinical Relations Committee Complaints and Appeals Subcommittee for review of this decision to suspend your academic responsibilities. You should note that the College of Medicine is not suspending the payment for services you would otherwise have received under your ACFP during this investigation period, and the College of Medicine will be in touch with you regarding next steps in this investigation. Maybe at this point, just to reiterate, so at this point in time, your academic responsibilities are temporarily and immediately suspended pending the outcome of the investigation. I will be speaking with Dr. John Shaw, the ADL and Division Head of General Surgery, on how this affects your current duties. I'm fully aware of the issues regarding a learner involvement with the ACS and trauma service, and we'll work through this. Obviously, you'll be looking after your own personal elective patients, but from a learner perspective, both clinical and academic activities are suspended. As mentioned, your responsibilities as Director for Quality Improvement, Patient Safety, and Surgical Humanities. I'll maybe stop there and ask Dr. Susan Shaw to make further comments.
Good morning, Francis.
Can I just say something here, please? Can I say something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
On what basis are you essentially not allowing me to work?
You're allowed to work, Francis. You're not allowed to use your academic faculty appointment based on the suspension.
So,
That's all within the letter, and that will be part of the investigation and the review.
Yeah, my role in the hospital is an academic role.
It is, and it's suspended at this time.
So what you're saying is you're not letting me work.
No, that is not true. Yes. That is not correct. And so, I will let you know the outcome of the next part, which is for me to share with you that we're not impacting your privileges. We have not impacted your license. We have not impacted your ability to work. But I do need to let you know that based on the letter within your language, I'm giving you 90 days notice of termination without cause of the contractual relationship between the health authority and yourself under your language of clause 5.2 of the signed agreement between us.
One of you has just spoken.
You notice that the agreement will terminate on September 21st, 2021. Your privileges at this time are not impacted. However, this notice is given without prejudice, and we remain all of the rights, powers, privileges, remedies and or defenses which the SHA currently has within the privilege system outlined within the bylaws. These are all at this time expressly reserved. You remain able to practice as a surgeon after September 21st, but not in a contractual relationship with the health authority.
So you will receive
a written copy of this by email and by registered mail immediately following this meeting.
So is this what is this? Am I allowed? Why are you meeting with me if you don't allow me to speak?
This is to give you the information.
Yeah,
and now
you can send me a letter. I mean, I know your faces really well. So, yeah. I mean, there's no need. If you don't let me speak, I mean, this is exactly the problem, isn't it? You're censoring people, not allowing people to speak. You're not allowing people to protect the vulnerable. It is not only a very unprofessional thing, it is also contrary to informed consent and the basic principles of medicine. You are violating all of those principles. Did you know, by the way, did you know, any of you, that the WHO has asked that children do not be vaccinated?
That is not accurate, and certainly not accurate, Francis.
Well, then in that case,
we are not here to debate the merits of your position. We're here to inform you of the decisions that the health authority
are
required to take at this time, based on the current situation that you have entered into, based on
the WHO
language of our policies and procedures.
The WHO has suspended. In fact, it's not a debate. I'm just telling you the statement was put out on Monday morning, and the WHO has stated that children should not be vaccinated from 12 to 18, and anybody less than 18 should not be vaccinated. You guys claim that you listen to the WHO.
I would like to speak.
You've spoken now for 90% of the time, so it's only fair that I can speak as well.
So, Francis, I would like to speak. I haven't spoken yet.
But can I just... I mean, you've basically read out some indictments against me. This is exactly the sort of panels that were set up in the Soviet Union and in Nazi Germany against academics. These are the type of panels anyway. I'm not saying that you're Nazis or Soviets, but it's really disturbing, isn't it? I mean, that because I call for informed consent from parents and children, I am essentially not being allowed to practice and to teach residents and to teach students. This is disturbing, dystopian, and it's just not acceptable.
So, Francis, as I said, I'd like to speak. The purpose of this meeting is to inform you of the actions that the College of Medicine has taken at this time, and in likewise, the SHA has taken. And certainly the provincial head is here because he represents both organizations to the Department of Surgery. I am here, as is Susan, to support provincial head. The decision with regards to the suspension of your faculty appointment is temporary pending an investigation, and you will have your opportunity to make your arguments. That is not the purpose of this meeting. This meeting is simply to inform you of the decision made after due consideration by the College of Medicine and the SHA. I recognize this decision may be distressing to you, and want to emphasize to you the need to first of all look to the contract and look to the policy and procedures on medical faculty appointment to see the avenues that are available to you as this process unfolds. That will likely include the need for your own advice in determining best paths, and there are people, including legal representation, that can advise you as you follow your way through these procedures. And the second thing that is really important to me is that you do take care of yourself through this process. This is a stressful process and an unfortunate process that has been made necessary by the actions to date, but it is still stressful and difficult. So in that realm, there are many supports available to you, and particularly the physician health program.
I just have to say something because I'm speaking. Well,
and,
yes.
And I will finish speaking, and then you can speak.
I have to say that I'm not distressed at all.
I will finish speaking, and then you can speak.
I'm not distressed at all.
I will understand.
You don't have to shout over me.
That's your choice, but I simply want to make sure you know those supports are available to you.
Well, I'm not distressed at all. It's good to be on the right side of history and to go to sleep with a good conscience. I'm thinking you guys must be really distressed because you're going against science, you're going against the WHO, and you are trying to essentially censor. You're basically doing your best to censor and to silence and to muzzle, intimidate, and essentially physicians, scientists, and people around the world who are calling for adolescents and children not to be vaccinated. The very fact that you don't know, let me finish, because I know that you all want to jump in and cut me off. The very fact that you don't know that the WHO came out on Monday morning with the recommendation not to vaccinate 18 and under shows that you're living in a dystopian bubble. You're only speaking to echo chambers. You don't know the level of support I have. You don't know how many surgeons, physicians, scientists in Saskatchewan, across Canada, who have reached out to me in support. You just don't know. You're living a fantasy world of self-congratulatory messages. It's really shameful.
So
I think, Francis, this is why we're so concerned about you, and because this appears to me to be a change in the way that you see the world.
I read
the World Health Organization statement. I read it this morning in preparation for this meeting, to make sure that I had as much information. I've read the PHAC, I've read everything. I'm very concerned about your ability to clearly see what's happening and what others may be doing with you and to you to take advantage of your position. You're a highly intelligent man.
Well, thank you. Thank you for...
You're not making intelligent decisions.
You're not interpreting literature or behaving
in a way that makes you me understand that you understand how to navigate a scientific debate.
To be honest...
This is why it's important that we reiterate, reach out to the SMA Health Program to ensure that you have supports that you may not realize or think that you need right now, but they offer amazing support
that's confidential and that
we will not learn about.
I would recommend that you get those supports because I predict you'll be needing them very soon.
Thank you for that concern, Francis.
So the purpose of this meeting has been accomplished, and that was to inform you of the actions taken by the College of Medicine and the SHA. Reiterate that there are mechanisms for you to appeal these decisions and a process what will unfold at the university with regards to your faculty appointment. again reiterate that the supports are available to you, and that that they're excellent supports that you should consider taking advantage of. But otherwise, we've accomplished the purpose of this meeting, and you will be getting the written documentation by email immediately.
Well, it wasn't really a meeting. It was basically an announcement from a group of very deluded healthcare people. Unfortunately, you know, up and down the country, you guys are living in a dystopian bubble. That bubble, you know, the truth will come out. And when that bubble bursts, you guys are going to be in big trouble. And you think I'm in trouble? By the grace of God, I'm sleeping well at night, and I'm not in any distress at all.
Well, thank you, Francis, for telling us that. I'm very pleased to hear that. And again, we support, if there's any services needed, we would be pleased to help and support that. But the accomplishments of what was needed to be done today in terms of notification will be sent to you. And I thank you for participating in the meeting. And we will get the information to you as soon as possible. As it relates to the Division of General Surgery, I will be discussing with the ADL, Dr. John Shaw, regarding what is necessary in terms of temporary and immediate suspension of academic privileges relating to learners. And as well, I'll be sending a notice as well that this is in place. So I thank you for attending the meeting, and we'll end the meeting now. I appreciate your attendance. Thank you, everyone.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.